This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
Critics have called it the best new show of the season. The action-packed thriller on Fox Television, simply titled 24. Each of 24 episodes follows Kiefer Sutherland as Special Agent Jack Bauer for 1 hour of real time as he takes on terrorism from inside and outside the CIA. 24 hours, 24 episodes. It's 24. And now, Bob and Tom Television presents a new real-time drama entitled 24 Seconds. The hard-hitting real-time drama about Chick McGee's sex life.
All right, Chick, you stud. Put down that beer. I want some of your nasty stuff.
You got it, baby. You got all night.
How do you like these?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Chick, wake up.
No, I don't want to go to school. Do you think the principal saw us?
Great. I missed a dentist appointment for this.
Chick McGee in 24 Seconds. New from the Bob and Tom Television Network. 24 Seconds. Don't miss it, because just like Chick, it won't last long.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Al.
It's Urkel, all grown up.
We've been stalling.
Hello. Relax.
Wow, Al, I was wondering what happened to my Aunt Margie's couch. It became a shirt.
It's a very nice jacket.
And Tom, you know this is the full velour suit.
I love it.
We're in the top, but yeah, it's a full suit.
Get a mustache!
No, Chick, I cannot grow one of those 80s mustaches. I want a black cop 80s mustache so bad. Mine just does not grow that thick. My dad had a thick one. I can't grow up. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what's going on. What do I need to do?
Describe it. You've got a pencil thin mustache.
Yeah. You know what Tom says?
Are you shaving then from the, what's that called?
The septum down?
Is that the septum or the labrum? So,
but I don't want it. I get that crazy hair here that you don't want, because if you shaved it on the sides, that would be bad.
I see.
So, like, I don't know how you guys do your mustache so it looks like a man's mustache. I look like I should be painting people on a boardwalk.
No,
it looks good.
I will never forgive these guys for letting me walk around in the 80s. With the adult cinema mustache,
it looked good, man.
It was so awful.
It was indicative of the time.
Everybody, I'd walk by them, they'd laugh behind my back.
No, we didn't.
So I was watching.
They're laughing because we're fat.
All right.
Wow. That's the kind of show it's been all day today. Al Jackson is our guest, and Al is, of course,
tell him
on the Daily Blast Live.
Tell him what you say about people who have pencil thin mustache. Go ahead.
Spicy.
To me, it's and this is based on, there was a now late sports writer,
Frank DeFord,
whose ego was just monumental, and I could just see him every morning sculpting his pencil thin mustache, staring at his face, going, "God, am I great?" And he would pontificate on sports. Yeah. Real jackass. Anyway,
he was on a Feel Real Sports Forever. Yeah, yeah, it was like if a guy from the 1800s was telling you about Ken Griffey Jr.
Very good.
That's exactly right.
So, Al, I've been spending some extra time at home lately because one of our girls is recovering from some surgery. She's doing great. But so I walk in the kitchen yesterday, and the TV was on, but the sound was off, and it was on Daily Blast Live. And it looked like...
I don't know if I should be offended by that. If you're just like, just mute him. Just mute him.
No. I wasn't... I just walked in and it was on. And I guess only you and one of the others were in the studio. And the
we're back to the weird COVID. I don't know if we weren't really on in your market when we were in COVID soft lockdown, you know, the first time. So whenever things get a little crazy, we just go to me and one other co-host, and we've got an extra long desk, and we just kind of shoot like that, and we bring two people in from home. So unfortunately, we're good at it now, but it's we got a lot of practice the first time, so yeah, we can hook it up.
But and often you guys do very serious topics, and I can tell because you've got that really solemn face on. I'm thinking, come on, let's have a couple quick jokes.
Yes.
Al is really good at making serious topics funny. Whenever I tune into that show, and lately, Al, you've been joining me at the nail salon. You've been joining me at the afternoon at the sports bar. I always look. Who am I joined by?
That just sounds
Al
like
Jackson.
An ideal date between us for the whole day.
See, Al is good at
making... the game.
Making serious stories into comedy. I do the opposite. Mm-hmm. My comedy feels like serious stories.
So, Josh, I felt like a documentary.
Now, Al is a distinguished stand-up comedian. Do they let you plug your gigs on the show?
They do. They have no problem really with me plugging my gigs. It's just kind of like when, because I do try and be, you know, tactful. If we just done a story about a school bus that's hanging off the side of a cliff, and I want to be like, and hang on, because I'll be in Pittsburgh. I don't want to do that either.
You tie it right in there, hang on.
Exactly.
Yeah, Al, I've always said about the school, but I always use this analogy. Whenever the radio stations, they give a stupid name to the traffic guy, and, hey, Fred Zeppelin here. Then they have a genuine tragedy, and it's, well, we have Fred Zeppelin at the school fire. It just kind of takes away from the...
It's like this thing I remember... this is a couple of years ago. We actually did dress up for Halloween this year and kind of did a special show. But we used to always, you know, ask, why can't we dress up for Halloween? And our boss was like, well, he let somebody do that when he was running a show in the 80s and they had a tragedy. So they had to report on a tragedy dressed like a salt and pepper shaker. You know, so there's a thing where, like, you have to always be ready and dressed for, like, real when you do a live show because... great things happen live and terrible tragedies happen live.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you got to make sure that you're dressed.
Yeah. You don't want a guy wiping off the clown makeup. he left the nose on. Somebody tell him.
No, somebody just comes in and draws a tear. And that's how people know it's serious.
Now, do you have to wear the earpiece when you're on TV?
I do. I mean, it's a weird thing. I'll send you the pictures and we'll put it on the Facebook, but the first time, you know, I got fitted for my earpiece, it's this liquid and you stir it and it's like a gel and then you put it in your ear canal and it hardens. And I remember asking the guy that gave it to us, I was like, would this get stuck in somebody's ear? And he's like, absolutely not. I've been doing this for 20 years. So cut to 8 hours later, I'm in the ER with this jammed in my ear. Because he was so serious, as it was getting lodged in my ear, I was like, well, he said it's not, but like, you know, like it feels like just a man has his palm over your ear. You're like, I cannot hear, but I'm telling myself I can. So I finally get there, and they had to like blast my ear with that really high pressure water at the ER. Is very weird.
Wow.
And like, you can't leave for an hour because it throws your
equilibrium
off because those little hairs in there. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We're talking with a comedian, Al Jackson. He's our West Coast correspondent. And I had the pleasure of being in the Denver airport the other day. Wow, that was
looks
busy.
Like you guys had fun too skiing.
Yeah,
next year
you guys didn't hook up. I thought you were going to have lunch or something.
I'm busy and there was all kind. Yeah, do you ski? Yeah.
No,
I'll give you some lessons.
You do not want my dad to do
it. Can I get hurt skiing? Honestly,
yes. Oh yeah,
yes. You die.
Yeah. Oh, you can.
That'd be a good segment for the show.
What?
Can Al get hurt doing this?
I'm not getting hurt.
I was going to say, you don't want him to get hurt on TV.
No.
That's a great title for the segment.
Learning to ski, the first couple days are pretty agonizing, especially if it's cold, but then it's like riding a bike. Once you get it, you get it, and it's like driving driving your own roller coaster, Al. You'll love it.
Can Al get hurt doing this? Today on Can Al Get Hurt?
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Well, right now it's time for Al to educate me in the world of language. We did have, did you see the banned words list? Did you guys talk about that?
No, we might today. What's on there?
It's the,
so I can say it.
The, what is it? It's Lake Superior University State? Does. Oh. Yeah, they do it every year. They give. It's actually, it's more phrases, really.
Yeah, like New
Normal. Did that. We did that story yesterday. I didn't know when you said Lake Superior State University of Michigan. I told the audience I went to that school, and people were like, "Did you?" I was like, "No." But it's they were like, "Circle Back."
Yeah.
Was on there.
Yeah, that's the one.
New Normal was on there. You're no right.
You know what wasn't on there, Christy, that I want, and I don't know if this is you. You have daughters,
yeah.
So I'm sure you've gotten this more than anybody. Tom, maybe you too. I don't like when people text back K.
Oh,
I want okay, or I want an okay. I don't know why K bothers me. It just seems like you're too
and that is
busy for me.
And especially when it's a dude.
I think it is a lady thing.
Oh, my girls do it all the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have some guy friends who do it, and it's, it gives me the shivers.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Some of the words on there were, and I think this is unreasonable. Supply chain, valid phrase, important.
No.
The phrase, at the end of the day. I think it's okay.
I can't do it with that one. Yeah. And so there's some people that overuse it and they ruin it for everybody.
Right.
Yeah. Like I said, there are phrases I could go without hearing, like, we're out of toilet paper.
Whatever. You don't like to hear that one.
Well, of course not.
Yeah. I don't want to hear someone go, I did my own research. Really?
Okay. We're out of toilet paper is not on the list.
Hang on a second. What? What are you talking about?
These are phrases
about?
I don't want to hear.
Oh.
Al, educate me in the world of words. What have we got today?
Okay, and by the way, Tom, because they told us to select one, mine was I did my research.
Yeah,
that was my friend. It's just I did my research. It's just like I did medical research for 2 years, and it's so boring for people to throw that phrase around. I'm like, no, you should actually have to do it. It's super boring. It's not like fun internet. It's you in a lab.
Yeah.
It's quiet. It's horrible.
Do you have pipettes in your garage?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Yeah, but Tom, we got to get you ready for 2022. It's a new year. It's a new you, Tom.
Okay, cool. I'm ready.
So I'm saying it like this. It's time for the sleigh.
Oh!
What does that mean?
Is that S-L-E-I-G-H?
No.
Time for the sleigh. It's like a...
What a way to just take... It's like... if you know how, like, when you christen a ship
sure.
to go out of port for the first time, and you smash the champagne on the side, and when you do that, it punctures a hole in the fuel lodge, and the boat stinks as everybody's there to watch it leave. Like, that's what you just did, Tom, to kick the year off. It's Slay, S-L-A-Y.
Time for the Slay. That means...
Yeah, Tom for the Slay.
Tom for the Slay.
So you for the Slay.
Oh, Tom for the Slay.
Yes.
I see. Sorry.
Time for...
Okay, Tom for the Slay.
Hear what you want to hear, don't
you? So then you would always use the person's name you're addressing then. So I would say Ace for the Slay or Chick for the Slay.
Get caught up in that.
Yes, yeah. You could do that, definitely.
Is that like going for the win? You're going to go out there and slay him like a...
I like where you're going. Keep going with this thought. Talk it out. I like where you're going.
We were having a discussion, and we were trying to be funny, and it was Josh for the Slay when he capped it with a great line. Is that correct use of the term?
It's more used in the fashion makeup world. So for the Slay just means you are looking fierce that day, or you did my outfit, hair, makeup, anything that people can see, and now I look good. And if Tom, you hooked up, I'd be like, "Hey, that was Tom for the Slay. Look at my."
I can tell you right now,
that has never been said about
right now
Tom
in this
Griswold.
Room, with the possible exception of Christy. No one's even getting on the sled in here. It's like we're ready for the janitorial crew.
All right, so Tom, use it in a sentence. Yeah, you got it now.
I could say, "Oh, my beautiful girl Kelly, God, she was just ready for the Slay." Did I do it right?
No,
Kelly, ready for the Slay.
Oh my gosh, that makes it sound like
that dress, that hair, Kelly for the Slay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it means you're killing it. You're looking so good.
Yep.
Yes, and also Josh, I know you said you worked in a call center, but every time I hear Josh talk in the way that he's like, even though he's joking around when you put these phrases in, I'm like, Josh is very comfortable around black people.
Yeah,
I can
of course.
Tell. You're just very comfortable. You've worked around, and like there's a casuality about the way black folks talk, and Josh has that. It's a weird, I'm telling you, Josh could go to like a black jazz club and hit on women with a 61% success rate. Just right at the end of the bar.
What's the line that works? What would be your line?
Oh man. I in the call center when I would flirt, I would always really white it up. Always.
Really?
Yeah.
You go the other way?
I was called stupid so many times, but that was like a compliment.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
As a comedian, I've heard other white comics say, if a black crowd or someone goes, "You're stupid, you're killing."
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
We learned.
That's funny.
Well, that's nice.
So I would always, I've been listening to this new hardcore rap, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. That would always get laughs. I remember one time we were all setting up chairs in this dark room for like a meeting, and there was a noise.
You mean the lights were off?
Yeah, the lights were off. The lights were off.
No, all of his coworkers. So they call it a dark room.
Well, I was the only white guy up there helping set up chairs. And there was a noise in the back of the meeting hall. And everybody got scared. And I go, "I'll go investigate that." And it killed.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's a quick reference to white guys going to check out noises in horror movies and getting killed.
Exactly.
That's a great... That was an end-time, really great joke.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, Josh, you got a gift, my friend.
Okay, well, we have time for one more word, Al. Go.
Oh, Tom, there's so many. But let's use a phrase. Tom, tell me what slim thick means.
Oh, I already love this.
Slim thick. I know. I am familiar with the term thick. That refers to a...
By the way, can I just say to the audience listening, Tom just put his hand and his pen up in the air he had a dispute with the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Mr. Jefferson, tell us about your slavery background.
Okay.
No, thick, I know, is an attractive woman of a certain size. With an ass that is nice, right?
Sure,
What's special about that word thick, Tom? Tell the people.
She's thick. But it's a good thing.
Right.
Right, and how is it spelled?
Oh, I didn't know there was a spelling issue.
Oh, yeah, you better.
Mm-hmm. It's not closed captioning. It's spelled with two C's. Thick. T-H-I-C-C.
Oh, is it an anagram?
No. It's just a different way to spell it.
Okay. And then now the new phrase is slim thick?
Yes,
correct?
Sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I know Slim Shady
Yeah.
I was just about to say, don't overthink it.
Okay, and that's the distinguished M&M.
30 years ago.
Distinguished M&M.
Did you know that M&Ms in England are called Smarties? Oh, that's a different topic.
Yes,
sorry. Would one reference a woman as saying she is slim thick?
Yes, sir.
Does that mean she's tall with a big butt?
Yeah, I like where you're going. Talk it out.
She's largely slender. However, her so-called booty is bodacious, if you will.
Hey, Tom, you. I mean, I don't. Do I really like the phrasing you used? Absolutely not. Are you right? Absolutely. So all you got to do is just take us home. Use it in a sentence.
I was at the concert, and I couldn't help but notice that the one of the background singers was slim thick.
Oh,
that's right. And Tom, what concert were you at?
Possibly Pink Floyd in this instance.
Richard Clayderman,
great gig in the sky. I'm sure there's a slim thick.
There you go. Yeah, on vocals. Okay, Al Jackson can be seen in the Daily Blast live. And I highly recommend Al. Does a great job on the show. And we always appreciate your,
hey, I love y'all.
Input.
I love that jacket. That is sweet.
Well, thank you, Christy. I'm going to get you one. Do you want one?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my Lord.
Did you wear it?
No.
Yes. Nice velour.
No. Al looks like he should be on stage with two other guys wearing the same outfit, and they're dancing in the background.
I feel like I look like Pizza Hut is trying to reboot the inside. Have you ever seen, like, remember those old Pizza Hut lampshades?
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to get reboot like Domino's did.
Don't listen to them. You look...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Bist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.